says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, 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 yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. And Father Sky says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, 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 yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. Living creatures say, take good care of us. Please do not hurt us. Hey, 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 yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. And we are here to be ourselves, to be with one another, to be with our surroundings, to be, and we are here to take care of ourselves, to take care of one another, to take care of our surroundings.
Akwe, greetings. You are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat-Kitishi Native American Center. We are broadcasting on RFPI, Radio for Peace International, Global Community Radio. Akwe, welcome. This is your host, Ones Pritzker. Wolf Mountain Radio focuses on protecting Mother Earth, defending Native lands and Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices presents the situations facing Native peoples throughout the world with Native news, interviews, music, commentaries, and investigative reports. This program serves to protect sacred Mother Earth and the traditional cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Please listen now to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. Ho, Kanawantakwasin, to all of our relations.
Oh,
from the drum Whitetail off Arbor Records CD, Thunder Drums No. 2. That honor song was called For Our People, exemplifying the native ethic of caring for the well-being of one's tribe or community. Ashkwe, greetings and hello, everyone. Welcome to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. My guest today is a spokesperson for the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, Mr. Gerardo Reyes Chavez. We are together here in Immokalee, Florida, participating in a week-long encuentro. Mr. Chavez is a farm worker who, along with fellow Coalition of Immokalee Workers, have courageously organized themselves to fight against the many social and economic injustices endured by laborers exploited over the years in the agricultural industry, as is the case here in Southwest Florida. We will be talking more about the coalition's struggle for worker rights to fair wages and decent working and living conditions, as well as CIW's precedent-setting victory in the Yum Brands Taco Bell boycott campaign. Gerardo is one of the organizers of the Encuentro, a very special gathering of student and youth activists from across the country who are dedicated to global justice. These young people work together as the National Student Farm Worker Alliance, SFA. The SFA supports the farm worker movement. They were a major part of Coalition of Immokalee Workers' battle against Taco Bell. The SFA continues to support the Coalition of Immokalee Workers and is working on anti-globalization issues, especially those related to multinational agribusiness. Yad Kiddushi Native Center is very honored to work with both SFA and CIW and participate in this first Immokalee Encuentro. Encuentro, a Spanish term for meeting, gathering, or encounter, was convened from August 1st through the 7th, 2005, in Immokalee, Florida. The students, youth activists, and community organizers came together to share skills, knowledge, and experience. They were truly a diverse, dedicated, and talented group of people. The way in which the week-long dialogue took place was very special. Event organizers, trainers, and participants were careful to ensure equality and respect for all. Everyone was very open to issues of power dynamics, such as racism, gender, sexism, economic status, class privilege, and white supremacy. It takes great effort to listen and make agreements based on inclusion, consent, and consensus. In Indigenous people's culture, we follow a traditional council circle way of gathering, using the Galuska Watchinabe talking stick or talking feather. In this way, all have respect for each other. All listen carefully to each other without bias or judgment. This ethic encourages everyone to consider how one's words and actions will impact the well-being of all life for seven future generations. I want to share a paragraph from the Encuentro booklet entitled Listen and Build. Quote, we envision a space in which all voices are heard, seeing and hearing one another in our full humanity, where everyone feels comfortable to contribute and barriers between experts and audience are broken down. It's also extremely important that we confront the power hierarchies that we observe amongst and within ourselves and oppressive attitudes and behaviors we have internalized and continue to perpetuate even as activists, unquote. The week-long Immokalee Encuentro operated on a consensus-based model, trying to be non-hierarchical, making sure everyone's voices and concerns were heard, while also promoting group cohesion and participation. In the spirit of the indigenous Zapatista movement in Chiapas, the Student Farm Worker Alliance Encuentro participants believe in direct action and direct democracy, where people and communities act through their own power to control and change their own lives for the better. This understanding of what I term cultural democracy and self-determination is also how the Coalition of Immokalee Workers tries to operate. The efforts of CIW members like Gerardo Reyes Chavez, our program guest today, exemplifies how this organizational process can serve as a model for other community movements. This is one of the important lessons from Immokalee. Immokalee is one of the battlegrounds for poor peoples and immigrant rights. The oppression and exploitation faced by our marketing workers over the years in the agricultural industry has been nothing less than modern-day slavery. In many ways, Immokalee is like a third-world country. The community demographics consists of a large percentage of people from Central America and the Caribbean. There is a small strata of wealthy business and landowners, this upper class being mostly white. The majority of the population are poor people of color. It should be no surprise to learn that this being a rural farming area, that the big powerful agricultural industry rules the region. The town of Immokalee resembles a large migrant labor camp. During the harvest season, the year-round population of approximately 14,000 people increases to approximately 30,000 persons. Most of the people are Mexican, Guatemalan, Haitian, and from other Central American countries. A large percentage of immigrants are indigenous peoples for whom Spanish is a second or third language. Some of the native languages spoken include Mam, Choi, Kanjabal, and Nahuatl. As the central booklet states, and I quote, Immokalee and its surrounding agricultural fields are, to put it simply, the direct and real-life result of free trade, militarism, capitalist exploitation, and racist oppression. It is also the site of direct and inspirational resistance to these policies by those most affected by them, unquote. Yad Kiddushi Native Center geographically is located nearby Immokalee. It is the town where we often shop, use the post office, visit friends on the small Indian reservation, and attend meetings at the Coalition Immokalee Workers. I mention this so that when we speak about poverty, police brutality, and racism, which are serious issues in Immokalee, that our worldwide listeners know that these conditions are from our first-hand observations of daily life in this community. Environmental justice, a major focus of Yad Kiddushi Native Center's work and the topic of many of our Wolf Mountain Radio programs, is also very much a problem in Immokalee. This is due to the fact that agribusiness uses many highly toxic pesticides, herbicides, and chemical fertilizers in the citrus groves and vegetable fields. Many farm workers often become sick as a result of being contaminated by ag chemical sprays. There are, of course, environmental health problems affecting the local population of Immokalee due to poisonous chemicals polluting drinking water or people eating fish or food from gardens that may also be toxic. Wherever agrochemicals are used, there are always reports of high rates of cancer and even deaths. I am sure we will be talking more about this serious topic of environmental racism in my interview. Before I welcome Gerardo to our program, let me provide a little background information about the Coalition of Immokalee Workers. The Coalition is a fine community-based organization whose purpose is to advance the well-being of farm workers and their families. The organization is based in Collier County, Florida, but the Coalition is active statewide and within the National Farm Workers Movement. The Coalition of Immokalee Workers is well respected for their dedicated struggles to improve the poor working conditions of farm workers. The Coalition of Immokalee Workers fights social injustice and the conditions of poverty their members suffer from. Several of the major issues of concern are, 1. Ending the economic exploitation of farm labor. The major issue is the need to provide a fair living wage. The current pay level is not a livable wage. Farm workers labor in the closest situation to slavery in America. 2. The need for the agribusiness industry to actually respect farm workers and to treat them and their family fairly and with dignity. Currently, many crew bosses are very, very abusive. 3. The need to have a safe and healthy working condition. Many times, farm workers suffer from not having proper safety measures and equipment for working in the fields. An important example of this is being properly notified of pesticide spraying schedules. Many times, farm workers are caught out in the fields and get contaminated from pesticide spray. Farm owners need to provide protective clothing, such as proper work boots and gloves, as another example. 4. The need for safe and clean homes. Many farm workers must live in overcrowded, dirty, and dilapidated conditions. These shanty shacks are not even fit for farm animals. 5, need for affordable health care. And 6, I would say respect within the Immokalee community. It is now my pleasure to welcome Mr. Gerardo Reyes Chavez to Wolf Mountain Native Radio. This is your host and producer, Ones Pritzker. Aho, kinawan takwasin to all of our relations.
My name is Gerardo Reyes Chavez. I am a member of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, and it's an honor for us to be with Radio for Peace International, with Ness. I'm a farm worker, and as thousands of farm workers, we are here in Southwest Florida, in Immokalee, working in the fields. The tomato industry is one of the largest industries in the state of Florida and all over the East Coast, with companies that are based in Florida. We are an organization that is working to change a situation of 20 years of stagnant wages for farm workers, no right to organize, no right to overtime pay for overtime work, suffering a lot of different abuses. Like in the past, there were beatings in the fields and violence in general, living in conditions that can be only described as sweatshops in the fields, in some cases facing slavery in the fields, where workers are being forced to work against their will at gunpoint. Some of the strategies that we have used, direct strikes to get the attention of the companies. We have done 3 general strikes with over 3,000 workers stopping from going to work with the different companies here in Immokalee. We have done a hunger strike of 30 days by 6 of our members, a march of 230 miles from 4 miles to Orlando to the Association of Fruits and Vegetables of Florida, several attempts to get the attention of the governor. But since we are excluded from the National Labor Relations Act, all of those marches and actions did create an impact. They awake the consciousness of the people in Florida. But we realized that we had to involve other big players, and that's how we 4 years ago started the national boycott against Taco Bell, to make them responsible, since their place with our situation is that they are one of the largest buyers of tomatoes that we pick under conditions of sub-poverty. We did alliances with students, we did alliances with a lot of churches and groups of other workers all over the United States and in some other countries. We just recently win victory where our demands were complied in its totality.
Gerardo, would you please comment further on the historic March 8, 2005 agreement between the Coalition of Immokalee Workers and Yum! Brands as a result of the national boycott campaign against Taco Bell restaurants? CIW's victory over the largest fast food industry company, Yum! Brands, is very significant. I am, however, as someone who has fought multinational companies for many years, always concerned about corporations following through with their promises and actually living up to the requirements of a settlement agreement. How can the Coalition of Immokalee Workers make sure that Yum! Brands keeps its word? Gerardo, another aspect of concern about this victory over Yum! Brands Taco Bell is that while Yum! Brands is a major company in the fast food restaurant industry, there are other large corporations such as McDonald's, Burger King, and Subway that also have great economic impact in agribusiness. Their influence affects landowners and farm workers here in Southwest Florida and elsewhere across the country. It's very important that the general public realize that the fight for farm worker justice is far from over, even with the Yum! Brands agreement. McDonald's, Burger King, Subway, and I'm sure other food companies need to become socially responsible corporations. The entire fast food industry must adopt an industry-wide code of conduct, an agreement of principles and standards that is enforceable, such as the contract between the Coalition of Immokalee Workers and Yum! Brands. For the benefit of our worldwide listeners, let me read several important precedents of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers Yum! Agreement before you please comment on the provisions for improving farm worker wages and equal rights for farm workers. The CIW-Yum! Agreement set several important precedents, establishing the first ever direct ongoing payment by a fast food industry leader to farm workers in its supply chain to address substandard farm labor wages, nearly doubling the percentage of the final retail price that goes to the workers who pick the produce. The first ever enforceable code of conduct for agricultural suppliers in the fast food industry, which includes the Coalition of Mockley Workers, a worker-based organization, as part of the investigative body for monitoring worker complaints. Market incentives for agricultural suppliers willing to respect their workers' human rights even when those rights are not guaranteed by law, and 100% transparency for Taco Bell's tomato purchases in Florida. The agreement commits Taco Bell to buy only from Florida growers who agree to the pass-through and to document and monitor the pass-through, providing complete records of Taco Bell's Florida tomato purchases and growers' wage records to the Coalition of Mockley Workers. Gerardo, would you please comment on this topic?
Well, talking about this agreement, the victory that we just had in front of John Brands, which is one of the largest fast food industry in the planet, and it's confirmed by Taco Bell, KFC, Long John Silver, AMW Restaurants, Pasta Bravo too, and Pizza Hut. They have an incredible power. This power, the power of the fast food industry, was never challenged, never in history. We start a boycott after we find out that Taco Bell was figuring between one of the largest fast food industry that was buying the most tomatoes, one of the largest buyers of the tomatoes we produce here in Florida and all over the East Coast, when we follow the companies that are based here but that have land all over the states up north. For us, this victory represents a lot, because the rights that we don't have, for example, we don't have nothing that protects labor rights of the workers. There are rights that are written down, but they are not enforced because of the relationship that exists between the agricultural industry and the government, historically, in this part of the country. That's why we are excluded from the right to form a union. Because of that, the companies are not forced to listen to our demands. After doing all of the actions that we were doing in Immokalee, we knew that we needed to involve the big buyers as part of the solution. That's why we declare a national boycott against Taco Bell, after trying unsuccessfully to bring them to the table to talk about these situations, to talk about the slavery going on in the fields and the relationship that all of these conditions had with their profits. They refused to listen. Then we start doing different truth tours. That's how we were naming them. Corporations like Taco Bell, for example, they spend $220 million in one single advertising campaign. We don't have this kind of resources, but we had the most important weapon that anybody could have. We had the truth of our existence. We were the live example of the conditions we face, and we brought this example to the rest of the country, and that's why we call the truth tours. We were exposing that truth. After 4 years of boycotting Taco Bell, and after many efforts from the parts of students all over the country that were connecting with us, understanding that this is not a struggle to support the farm workers, but it is a struggle to liberate all of us at the same time, not just physically in the case of the farm workers, but mentally in the case of the consumers. So when we start organizing that, also the churches were taking a lot of action with us. They were talking about these issues that were not being talked before and that were not support before, because in front of many people it seems like a controversial issue. Farm workers challenging, protesting, and speaking up about conditions that are directly connected with business, the most important business in this country. So we start creating this consciousness about the necessity of boycotting as a way to implement the rights that we don't have when we work in the fields, the voice that we don't have, the space in the table that we never had before. Those things are crucial in order to make change effective. With this campaign, with this boycott, we established, after the victory, we establish a space on the table where growers are going to be forced to listen to us and to respect us, because it has to do directly with their business, with the big buyers. And the big buyers, like Taco Bell, is going to have to work with us, because we have millions of people. For example, the NCC, that represents more than 50 million people of faith, that know about this campaign. Thousands of students in more than 300 universities that are organizing with us, or were organizing this boycott, that know about this and that would not let these demands being taken away. We have the backup. We have the Calgary in our side, waiting for a call if things get not in the place where they should be in terms of the demands. If they try to violate the demands, we have thousands of voices that would be with us immediately in the streets, doing whatever it takes to make them respect that. Besides of that, we have the legal documents that were signed, that they are obligated by law to respect, so we could sue them. So they are tied up to this. They can't just go away or pretend to comply half of the demands, because first we're going to be following all the implementation of the demands. One of which is one penny more per pound, that would increase the wages per packet of tomatoes. It means right now we receive 40 cents per packet. With this penny more per pound, we would receive 72 cents. And the code of conduct, that is the demand, that guarantee that if there's slavery in any of the places where Taco Bell buys its tomatoes, Taco Bell is obligated to end contract immediately. And if there are abuses, they have to intervene and to investigate with us the situation that is going on. And if this is something that don't change with a certain window of time, then they have to cut contracts and find someone that is willing to respect the rights of the workers. So it's, in a sense, a way to implement rights that we never had before, by using the power of the corporations that are benefiting the most, in this case, the fast food industry, and the mechanisms that we use to make this possible, or the strategies, were creating these alliances. Consumers today are the ones that rule when they get together and when they understand the importance of their power. And when we tie this with the religious bodies and with the conditions that we face all together, it is a mix of power that comes from the people that is inevitable going to change things that affects us all.
Listen up. We've got a war zone here today, right in our heartland. And across the USA, these multinational bastards don't use tanks and guns, it's true. But they've declared a war on us. Fight back, it's up to you. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time we started calling the shots. Going to work could be the death of you and me, but we're not unarmed. Our weapon's solidarity, Jim Beals and Karen Silkwood, the list goes on and on. With every year that passes, 60,000 more gone. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time we started calling the shots. When they boost your copay,
war on the workers.
Don't you know what to say?
War on the workers.
When they talk privatization,
war on the workers.
And cooperation,
war on the workers.
When they call you a team,
war on the workers.
You better learn how to scream.
War on the workers.
Oh, that's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
And it's time we started calling the shots. They can lock us out, they can lock us up. We cannot give in. No more lies, no compromise. We'll battle till we win. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time we started calling the shots. When they talk flexibility,
war on the workers.
Every working stiff can see.
War on the workers.
Now when they poison your water,
war on the workers.
Don't pull like lambs through the slaughter.
War on the workers.
And when they foul up the air,
war on the workers.
You gotta show that you care.
War on the workers.
When they talk WTO,
war on the workers.
You best be screaming hell no.
War on the workers.
It's a war on public education. It's a war on child labor protection. It's a war on the 8-hour day. It's a war on occupational health and safety. It's a war on social security. Now thanks to WTO, GATT, NAFTA, MAI, the IMF, and the World Bank, it's a worldwide war. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Yeah, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time, sisters and brothers, you know it's time right now. I said it's time we started calling the shots.
Music from singer-songwriter Anne Feeney from her CD Union Made. That song was entitled War on the Workers, which she performed here at the 2005 Immokalee Encuentro, a gathering of students and youth activists from across the country who care about global justice and are part of the National Student Farmworker Alliance who support the Coalition of Immokalee Workers. My guest today on Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, is Mr. Gerardo Reyes Chavez, a farm worker and spokesperson for the Coalition of Immokalee Workers. Gerardo, what are some of the concerns, plans, and future issues of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers?
We have many different ideas about how to work in the future. For now, we have a few things that would be concrete and that we are inviting people to do, actually. In our website, which is www.ciw-online.org, we have a letter that we are asking people to send to McDonald's, Burger King, and Subway, because those are the next
giants,
yeah, that buy the tomatoes that we pick every day. The change that we achieve with Taco Bell benefits around 1,000 workers, but we are talking about a community of 15,000 workers that do different things with agriculture and also with construction. But there's a lot of people that is still facing all of these situations, and the only way to do change that affects everybody here, that have an impact in their lives, is involving these other big players. So we are asking people to take a few minutes, check our website, look for those letters, and send them to the respective representatives of the different corporations to let them know that you are in this struggle with us, because we have a very deep connection between one another. We are the people that pick the fruits and vegetables that ends in the table of every family in this country. If that's not enough connection, I mean, what else could be? We are feeding this country with our work, and we are feeding it with misery, with empty pockets, with no dignity sometimes, or with our dignity being stepped on. So it is time for people, for consumers, to realize that and to understand that by working with us, you are not helping us, you are helping yourself to be a better person. You are helping yourself because the food that you have in front of you is sacred. The land where this food was produced is sacred, and the work that we put into it to make it go to your table is sacred too. What the industry was doing and keeps doing is basically stepping into sacred territory somehow. And that's something that can't continue to happen, because there are families
that are children, that are workers that are giving everything that they have in order to survive, living under inhumane conditions to make the life of others possible. We can't consider ourselves free. We can't consider ourselves, we can just like eat our food without thinking about others. Because if we do that, then we are falling apart as a society. We must become unite, and we must ask ourselves, not just about the food, but in general, where is this food coming from? Where are those shoes coming from? Who made them, and under which conditions? And after you ask these questions to yourself, you ask yourself, what can I do to make things different for those who make my life easier?
Everyone is crying out for peace, yes. None is crying out for justice. Everyone is crying out for peace, yes. None is crying out for justice. I don't want no peace. Equal rights, justice, and an equal rights, justice. Got to get it. Equal rights, justice. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Follow us, Jesus. Everybody wants to go up to heaven, but none of them want to die. I don't want no peace. I might need equal rights and justice. I've got to get it. Equal rights and justice. I really need it. Equal rights and justice. Just give them my share. Give it up. Cause I don't want no peace. And it is or give it up. Cause I don't want no peace. And it is or bottom. Nobody knows but everybody fighting to reach the top. How far is it from the bottom? I don't want no equal rights. justice. I've got to be equal rights.
Justice.
I really need it.
Equal rights.
Justice. Everyone is talking about crime. Tell me who are the criminals. I said everybody's talking about crime, crime. Tell me who are the criminals. I really don't see. I don't want no peace. I need equal rights and justice. We got to get equal rights. There ain't no crime,
equal rights,
justice. There be no criminals,
equal rights,
and justice. Everyone is fighting for
equal rights,
justice. Palestinians fighting for
equal rights,
justice. Down in Angola,
equal rights.
Justice down in Botswana, justice down in Zimbabwe, down in Rhodesia.
You are listening to Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat Kitichi Native Center. Yat Kitichi Native Center defends Mother Earth and the cultural lifeways of indigenous peoples throughout the world. Yat Kitichi Native Center is an intertribal, culture and arts, environmental protection, social justice, and news media organization. Yat Kitichi Native Center portrays Native peoples and their world views in a more accurate and in-depth depiction of both our ancestral and contemporary cultures. Yat Kitichi Native Center serves to educate by providing a deeper understanding of our diverse cultures, arts, values, histories, and contemporary situations. Yat Kitichi tries to honor traditional ways by instilling an appreciation and respect for Mother Earth and tribal peoples throughout the world. Yat Kitichi Native Center educates the public on important issues facing indigenous communities. We work in support of intertribal, cultural, environmental, and social justice issues by networking with other organizations and events which share our concerns. Yat Kitichi Native Center serves as a focal point for Native news and information. We maintain a documentary library for networking with the Native and international press. Yat Kitichi Native Center's Speakers Bureau provides spokespersons for school programs, conference speakers, and community presentations. Yat Kitichi Native Center is experienced in planning, promoting Native forums, symposiums, powwows, and cultural events. Yat Kitichi's Mishkwinataki Environment Program protects Mother Earth through conservation and restoration projects. Yat Kitichi's Environmental Education Program focuses on curriculum development, teacher training, and nature field trips. We are members of the professional organization, the North American Association of Environmental Education. Yat Kitichi's Kinonwatakusin Native Arts creates quality handcrafted traditional and contemporary fine arts. Please request our catalog of custom flutes, pottery, beaded necklaces, bracelets, earrings, leather pouches, hat bands, and chokers with bone. Yat Kitichi Native Center's Wolf Mountain Radio Program, Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, honors Native American and Indigenous peoples throughout the world by being a voice for our ancestors, contemporary, and future generations. please write us for our catalog of audio tapes available for purchase. Native peoples throughout the world are concerned for the well-being of sacred Mother Earth, tribal sovereignty, and respect for cultural lifeways. If you appreciate hearing Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, we ask you, our listeners, to help financially support our program to stay on the air. Wolf Mountain Radio is an all-volunteer production. Any financial contribution to Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices will be greatly appreciated. We thank you for listening to Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices. We welcome your comments and suggestions. Please feel free to contact us about our consulting services, or if you or your organization is interested in hosting a speaker or educational forum. To contact Yat-Kitichi Native Center, write to Yat-Kitichi Native Center, 1731 16th Avenue Northeast, Naples, Florida, 34120, USA. Yat-Kitichi Native Center sincerely thanks you. Aho, Kinawatakwasin, to all of our relations.
Well, dear friends, we are nearing the end of our broadcast time together for this edition of Wolf Mountain Native Radio. I want to again thank today's program guest, Mr. Gerardo Reyes Chavez, spokesperson for the Coalition of Immokalee Workers. Please listen next week to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, for more of our conversation in Program 4 of my special interview with Gerardo from the 2005 Immokalee Encuentro. If you would like more information about the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, please visit their website, www.ciw-online.org. Once again, CIW's website, www.ciw-online.org, or write the Coalition at Coalition Immokalee Workers, P.O. Box 603, Immokalee, Florida, 34143, USA. Once again, you can write to the Coalition of Immokalee Workers at P.O. Box 603, Immokalee, capital I-M-M-O-K-A-L-E-E, Florida, zip code 34143, USA. We also encourage all of our worldwide listeners to visit our Yat-Kitichi Native Center website, www.yatkitichi.org. That's www.yatkitichie.org, in order to learn more about our programs and projects. We shall conclude today's broadcast with an honoring song to our elders from the drum Blackstone, off their Canyon Records CD, Back in the Day. The song is entitled Dances for the Elders. We thank you for listening to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. This is your host and producer, Ones Pritzker. Aho, Kinawatakwasin, to all of our relations.
Amen. Amen.